Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. It's a new week. Welcome to the morning show. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our favorite people in the whole wide radio world. Wow. We have our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the favorite of all of them, you out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. The best listeners in radio, we appreciate you. We're going to have some fun show today. Kick off the week in the right way with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good over
good,
here.
Right.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah.
Yes. We got to look up the origin of that one. That was bushy-tailed.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yes, I want to look that one up.
Squirrel.
Yes, absolutely. And it is a blue, blue sky out there today, Brittany. And we're starting to see the essences of fall, I believe, or some autumn, not just some of these leaves changing every once in a while, but some of that, aren't we?
Yes, we are. In fact, places up in northeast Wisconsin are actually hitting 60% color this week. So our state is flipping. And for us, this week's weather is the prime, perfect conditions for the most vibrant colors to start to shine through. So, yeah, when we get those highs in the 70s all week with a ton of sunshine and then those crisp overnights where we're not freezing, but we're cold enough, right? We're going to fall into those mid-40s pretty much all week. That is perfect. It'll really get them to flip over. So as we go through the next 2 weeks, Wisconsin is going to be beautiful, and of course, so are our temperatures. I want to know how you guys did, though, with the flip of the season and the temperature change from Saturday to Sunday. Was it a big deal, or was it fine?
It was a big deal to me. I'll be honest. I was outside with my dad. We're looking to put up a fence, and we're out there mapping it out, and I'm realizing I'm in shorts and a tank top, and I'm like, that ain't working, and I'm forcing it. I'm seeing people walking around in pants and everything, and I'm just trying to hang on to this as long as I can, and it was an effort that I lost that. That battle.
Oh, that's so funny. I kind of did not the same thing, but similar. I forgot the gym shoes, so I was wearing flip-flops on Sunday, kind of looking out of place. Toes were freezing off. I was like, okay, all right. I didn't do this right.
Yeah. We've lost this battle, Brittany. We have.
It wasn't the gradual, fall of temperatures. It was just drop. And it's like, get used to it now.
Yeah. It was like that. It was a little bit like Mother Nature was just kind of like, hey, this is happening, whether you wanted to or not.
I have two sweaters and a scarf on because I refuse to turn on my heater yet. So. I'm happy, though.
Nice.
As long as you're happy. We appreciate that, Brittany. Thank you for the update.
Yes, have a good day.
You too. Have a great one. Appreciate you. Best in the business right there from Brittany Renlow, joining us every morning right in this time slot. Mm-hmm. We're going to get you a rest of our fall report. You kind of tipped us up there a little bit. That was good. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that in a little bit. We'll also have the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. A little later, do you still have issues with your left and right? Lots of adults do. You're not alone. We'll get into that
one. All right.
We've got that one coming up for you. An SUV was parked on top of a dumpster in Florida.
Such a weird picture.
And we got to discuss this not for any actual news reason or anything like that. But I mean, just the sheer content of it.
Yeah.
We have to.
I mean,
we are a morning show in America. We have to.
Gotta talk about that. The SUV in the dumpster.
9 o'clock hour, going to feature some entertainment news for you. We're looking forward to that. Keep in mind, everybody, that we are going to be having the kitchens open coming back very soon. We'll be looking forward to that as it celebrates its anniversary.
Yes.
And new ownership and new. We're looking forward to Beth bringing us the kitchens open a couple weeks here. For now, we're going to get into some entertainment news at the top of the hour and 9 o'clock hour. We'll also talk about what's new on your local theater stage this week.
Yeah. It's starting up, man.
Yeah,
starting up.
It's one of my favorite times of year. I love it. We'll be getting into that. We've also got the Big Four of Folk Rock.
The big four of folk rock.
We've gotten into a couple of these already. The big four of dad rock we had last week, Seth, and then we've had some others, so we'll get into that. And a little bit later in the, love that laugh.
Melissa laughing that way,
I'd be fine with it. I'd be fine.
That sort of cackle,
A little bit later, in the 9 o'clock hour, we've got 25 interesting facts about 2000s pop culture.
Oh, okay.
We're going to get into that one.
All right.
That should be fun, too.
Going back to the aughts, yeah.
All of that coming up for you, but for right now, everyone wants purple apples. You know, we've all been here.
Purple apples?
You want purple apples.
Purple apples.
And I just, red, green, I want a purple apple.
It's fun to say. Purple apple.
Yeah. Purple apple actually is fun to say.
I didn't realize that.
There have been some images that have been going viral online showing new purple apples. They have vibrant purple skin, purple flesh, and people online are hooked. They are desperate trying to track them down. The post says purple apple originates from Saskatchewan, Canada.
Ooh.
It thrives in a chilly climate.
Mm.
Boasts a flavor profile reminiscent of cinnamon and banana, and they go by the nickname of Canadian grapes.
Wow. Oh, really?
It also says there are prized ingredients in the creation of purple applesauce, celebrated by the indigenous Saskatchewan. Darn
Monday morning.
This mouth guard, man. No, I'm
telling
you. I'm going to blame
you.
The mouth guard. Everything, even when I get things like math problems wrong, I'm going to blame the mouth guard.
Mouth guard now.
Yeah,
there you go. The indigenous Saskatchewan peoples, and they embodied rich tapestry of their culture and culinary heritage. The problem is they're not real.
They're not real?
No.
Oh, no.
The images
are... Because an apple should not taste like cinnamon and bananas.
No.
That would be weird.
Although,
it would.
Something that tasted like cinnamon and banana does not sound bad to me.
It might work.
I would try it, at least. I don't know.
No, it's called banana bread.
There is some cinnamon in
there. That's why I like it. That's why I like it, because I love banana bread. Yeah. Thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
I knew that. I'm glad you guys passed that test. Orchards and nurseries up in Saskatchewan say that they have been getting calls about purple apples from apple enthusiasts who are online who were duped.
Oh, gosh.
Aww.
One local horticulturalist says, quote, "It looks amazing. It would be so fun, but unfortunately, it's not real." Usually people who ask feel a little bit silly, but these people are being very bold about this. And some people are almost being like, oh, you're lying to me.
You're keeping a secret.
Yeah, you're keeping them
secret.
Conspiracy
theory.
Everything.
You just don't want to share any of them.
Now, I got to say, these apples, while they look kind of cool, I wouldn't, if they were real, I'm not touching them. Has nobody seen Sleeping Beauty? Did we not learn anything from
Poison apples, people?
In the cartoons, it's a red apple. And I think even in the old Grimm fairy tale, it's a red apple. But this looks like the apple she actually would have been given her. Like, it's a big purple apple. Which,
well,
maybe, but you know what? Should Snow White have known better? Like, I don't want to victim blame here. I don't like that. That's never cool. Never okay.
Yep.
But I feel like if it's a purple apple, she's like, I ain't touching that. Like, it's
that's true. It's because it's red that she did.
Because it's red.
It's back, okay. It looks like a regular apple, right?
Back then, people gave apples to people. It happened. So it wasn't that far-fetched. Nowadays,
yep.
I don't think she'd fall for that. Nowadays,
I
don't think she would.
I tell you. Hey, I just got to figure out what I'm going to go for as Halloween. I'm going to go as a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple apple eater.
Yes. I love it. I love it. I can't wait to see that costume.
Flying purple apple eater?
Yeah. It's just Seth, but he's painted in purple.
It's just purple.
With a red apple.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just to confuse people.
Yes.
As Brittany was telling us, our fall color report, as we go to travelwisconsin.com right now, I encourage you to bookmark that page. And a big shout out to our good friends over there at Travel Wisconsin. I believe they might be joining us soon, actually.
Ooh, cool.
Oh, good.
Still seeing a little bit of work being done by Mother Nature when it comes to fall. Not too much going on, a little bit in the northern part of our state.
Yeah.
But as Brittany told you, this is the week, everybody. As we're starting out this week, rapids, surrounding areas are all in about 5 to 0%.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see where we're at tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, and let's see how this develops as we go along.
Now that we've actually hit fall weather.
Yeah.
See how that affects it. Yeah.
It's going to be kind of
cooler
cool.
nights.
Mm-hmm.
And as Brittany was touching on it, I thought that was a great question to start off our show and everything. Did you feel the temperature drop? Because we kind of touched on that. What about you out there, everybody? Did you feel it? Did you even notice it? Were you happy about it? Because I don't know. Have you guys noticed this part too? I feel like I haven't heard one person say, man, I'm not ready for winter, or I'm not ready for. I'm not ready for fall.
We've had 80 degree weather for the last.
Yeah, it's kind of thrown us, I think, a little bit.
I think you're right, Melissa, because I couldn't put my finger on why, but I don't know in my life I've ever heard this. I've ever seen or heard this mm-hmm. or seen this or whatever how you want to word that. Where
felt it?
Yeah, felt it. Yeah, where you just I don't hear people saying that. And I guess we also have had the benefit of we're in autumn technically, and we're still getting 60, 70 degree weather.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
that kind of plays.
Definitely, when the sun went down, it was you felt it a lot more.
Yeah,
because all of a sudden there's a bite that wasn't there earlier during summer. You don't have that same thing.
I went to bed before the sun went down, so I was fine.
Nice. It's a good way to do
with her two sweaters and her scarf.
Yeah.
Shush. No, I just piled more blankets on my bed.
Okay, there we go.
There you go. That is the way to do it. That
works too.
That is one of the best parts of this time of year is bringing out the blankets and putting more blankets on the bed.
Piling up the blankets.
Yes, yes. That's one of the best parts. And remember, everybody, as we're going through fall here, we want to hear from you your favorite parts of fall. This is an open question. We'll keep going no matter what we're talking about on the air. You want to call up and join us and tell us your favorite thing about fall. We will happily take that call.
Mm-hmm.
And get ready to call, too, if you've got a birthday or anniversary out there, because we're celebrating the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends at El Cafe. When they open their doors tomorrow, we encourage you to treat yourself and head on over there. Mm-hmm. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Got the day off, so you can sit back, go to El Cafe, or go to elcafewi.com. That's elcafewi.com. Take a look at that menu, and you can plan out what you want to eat tomorrow.
That's right. Be ready. Just jump in there and order.
Go for it, everybody. And keep in mind that they got a special going on, I believe, next week, a free beverage with the order of Mexican breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty
cool.
And
they have some fun, unique breakfasts you can't find anywhere else.
That is true.
They have one of the most original menus there is. They didn't pay us to say that.
No.
I've been saying that since we started working with them. And there are so many people out there that are taking the word and running with it and going over there and checking it out. Checked out the Friday Fish Fry. Heard from some listeners this weekend. Keep on supporting those that support us. Support this community, everybody. Visit our friends at El Cafe tomorrow when they open their doors. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
And we want more and more birthdays and anniversaries. I have no problem admitting to the audience, we are gluttonous with birthdays and anniversaries.
We will take everything, all.
So many.
And sundry. Yes.
I couldn't have enough. Could not have enough. More birthdays, more anniversaries. We want them. Get them to us. info@wfhr.com. You can email us that way. info@wfhr.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. Feel free to do that. And, of course, call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600. You can wish your happy birthday or anniversary live on air.
Keep that app open because you're going to want to be listening at the top of the 11 a.m. hour today, 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock hours here at 97.5 FM and, of course, at 105.5 FM because we'll be having our Civic Media Statewide Go for the Green, our Gold Text to Win contest going on.
One more week. This is the last week of it.
Yeah,
that's right.
This is go time, everybody. Yeah, yeah. Get that app handy. Get it ready. Get your app finger, get your thumbs all loose and everything so you go, whoop-ah. We'll just hit that button. Hit it right away. So what was that word?
That sounds like it would hurt my phone.
It does seem like you should do it that way. Don't listen to me. Don't do that. Especially, I got big thumbs, man. Yeah. I could crack my screen doing that. Visit our friends at El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Let's take a look at our list for today. And I need a one or a two. Mel and I are going to be hanging out tomorrow. So Seth, I'll make you work. Give me a one or a two.
Two.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. So we can get right into the celebrating in both our birthdays today. Today, we wish a happy birthday to Hank Norton.
Happy birthday, Hank.
Happy birthday, Hank Norton. Hank Norton, what a great name, man.
Just a great name. Just a great
solid
name, sir. That is a solid name.
Norton? No.
I genuinely like it. I feel like you could also want to do this with us here in radio, especially if you haven't seen us before. I want to meet Hank because we all have an image in our head of what Hank Norton looks like.
It's true.
And I want to see if it matches up. And I feel like it will. I feel like
all
it
right,
will.
There you go.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. Thanks so much to you and yours that got us this birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifier today, Jamie Grapper. Graper.
Happy birthday, Jamie.
Jamie Graper. Sorry.
Jamie Graper. Okay.
Jamie, enjoy your day.
Happy birthday, Jamie.
Happy birthday.
We Scottish James.
Now, yes. Yes. Nicely done. Yes. Jamie, enjoy your day. It's a good one. And I would run around and tell all kinds of people that, you know, brag about you qualifying.
That's right.
Absolutely. Why not?
Get us more birthdays and anniversaries. Everybody loves celebrating with you.
Mm-hmm.
We take a look at our celebrity list here, and Hasan Minhaj is 39, former Daily Show correspondent, did Patriot on Netflix, The Morning Show on Apple TV+. He was really good on there. Mm. It was a good one. He's good on there. Oh, the new Captain America, Anthony Mackie, is 46.
I love Anthony Mackie. Cut the check.
He's good. He's good. Falcon in the Marvel movies and mm-hmm. Disney Plus. And of course, that made him the new Captain America.
New Captain America.
They got the new Captain America movie coming out soon. Mm-hmm. I think this year or next year. I'm not sure.
I think it's, this year. I think it's this year.
You got Harrison Ford in that one.
Or next 2025, I guess, is technically when it will be. But yeah.
He was Papa Doc in 8 Mile. I forgot about that. He played Tupac in Notorious. Mm-hmm. Did a really good job with that. But if you want to see where it all started for Anthony Mackie, watch The Hurt Locker. He is a sergeant on that one. I can't remember his character's name, but he was really good. The Hurt Locker is one of those, it's a tough movie, but it's a must-watch movie, I think. There's not enough movies or content or things about people that their job, every time they are on the call, is to defuse a bomb or something. Like the idea insane, of that. Yeah. And the work that I believe Pat Jenkins did with that movie put her on another level as a director and everything. So just a great movie, The Hurt Locker. And Anthony Mackie, happy 46th to him.
Yeah.
He was in...
my age. I didn't realize that.
He was in that Twisted Metal TV show on Peacock, and he was pretty good at it, actually. It was pretty good. It was okay. It was all right. Let's see here. Lazy Bone from Bones, Thugs, and Harmony is 50 today.
Oh, my gosh.
If you are 50, can you still go by your rap nickname?
Of course you can.
I would think so, right? I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here. Oh, the legend, Ani DeFranco, is 54 today.
Good old Ani. Indie Queen.
Top five favorite singers of all time. I'm a huge fan of Miss Ani DeFranco.
Great songwriter.
I want to shout out our local college station here, 89.9, because I wouldn't have even heard of her without them. I've been a giant fan since ninth grade, whatever it was I first heard her. One of the better songwriters I think I've ever heard, and most unique voices I've ever heard. But she's one of the first singers. I've heard plenty of singers do it since, where I feel like she, obviously the voice can be an instrument. I feel like she plays her voice. I feel like she's a really good guitar player. I feel like it's very similar. What she does with her ups and downs, with her tone and everything, and she's all over the place. She is everything you see on stage as well. I've gotten to see bits of her live, and oh, man, she is incredible. Great artist. Mm-hmm. Chi McBride is 63. Great character actor. Currently on Hawaii 5-0. Been in a bunch of other stuff, too.
Oh, my gosh. For a long time, he was the voice of... Nick Fury on all of the Avengers cartoons that came out. He would play Nick Fury's voice. Yep.
Waiting, I think, is the movie with Ryan Reynolds and all that, where it's all behind this. It's like at a TGI Fridays kind of movie and stuff. And they're all you meet the wait staff behind the scenes and stuff. He was really good in that. He was like one of the cooks. He was really good. The great Jason Alexander is 65 today. Costanza on Seinfeld.
Of course.
He's got a lot of other great things that he's done.
Song and Dance Man.
Really good song and dance.
Does lots of Broadway. Yep.
I believe he played Gomez once, too. He's done a couple of things
Yeah,
like
I think
that.
You're right. For the Addams Family musical, yeah.
But he was in
Pretty Woman.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. He was like the sleazy lawyer, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. Forget what, and in Cinderella.
He was in Shallow Hal, and he had a tail, I think. He was good in that. But he was in an episode of Criminal Minds where he played a killer.
Ooh.
And he was good.
Gets type, nice.
He was good. He played this, like, a guy who was just didn't even look like him. It didn't even look like him. And it was great.
Very
cool. Very
good.
And, of course, Community. Got to mention that one.
Got to mention him in Community. Thank you, Melissa. Nicely done. The Boss is 75. Bruce Springsteen is 75.
Still going strong. Never going to retire.
Yeah.
He just said that recently.
Yeah. I love that. I love that he did that. Yeah. And heck of an artist. I mean, one of the biggest names in music history. Mm-hmm. Can't tell the history of music without talking about The Boss. And when it comes to nicknames... Like when your nickname's The Boss, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I love it.
It's pretty hard to top that one.
You can't.
Julio Iglesias is 81 today.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday to him, too. I'll keep going strong.
Singer, very popular.
Wonderful
very
voice.
Popular singer, yeah.
Wonderful voice. There are so many people that you will hear talk about. Like Latin music is gigantic, and it's one of the biggest things in the world, Latin music. Mm-hmm. We think we are big with music here. If you think that Taylor Swift is big, she is. She's a
worldwide
type of famous star.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at Bad Bunny's like profile ones. Look at some of those. And when you are big and as a Latin artist and you also do Latin, like you speak Latin, you're fluent, your
you
music
sing in Spanish.
Is bilingual.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And everything, you hit a market that is unparalleled in music, where you're hitting in Chile and Colombia.
The whole South American continent,
Before you even get to America and everything. So I've heard artists like him talk about how influential, none of it happens without Julio Iglesias.
Oh my gosh. He actually was one of the rare ones that got some stateside exposure. Of course, he had the famous duet with Willie Nelson. You know, of all the girls I've loved before. Boy, is that a pairing for you. Wow.
Right, right.
Two very different voices.
And also noteworthy with Feliz Navidad.
Mm.
No, that's not him.
That's
he did a version of that, though.
He probably did.
Oh,
so,
I'm
no.
sure he did.
Jose Feliciano is who you're thinking
of. But that was one of the songs also that helped get that. Mm-hmm. But now, I bring up that not only to give Julio respect on his birthday and his flowers, but because of another moment I'll get to in a second.
Oh.
Some people no longer with us, born in this day in 1920, one of the biggest stars of all time, Mickey Rooney.
Oh, Mickey Rooney. Mickey Rooney.
Your kids, our kids out there, I should say, even some of us, might know him for, or would know him from Night at the Museum, the trainer in the Black Stallion movie, or Santa Claus's voice in Santa Claus is Coming to Town, or The Year Without
Santa Claus, that's right, yeah.
But our older audience out there, and even some of the rest of our generation, again, will know him as literally one of the biggest stars of all time.
When he played a series of movies in the late 20s, early 30s, talkies, musicals, many of them with Judy Garland, called the Andy Hardy movies, you are absolutely right. There was not a bigger star than...
Babes in Arms.
Yep.
It's a mad, 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 mad world.
Oh, God.
You can
Broadway.
I love that movie.
You can, me too. You can go ahead and etch him in as one of the first true stars,
superstars. Yeah,
true superstar.
And he was a teenager.
Yeah.
When he started, it was amazing. Yeah,
he even got to play in Breakfast at Tiffany's with Audrey Hepburn in the 60s.
Yeah. and on that note, owned that.
Mm-hmm.
Owned that all these years later and everything, and I saw him in interviews talking about how he did not want to do that, did not feel right about it. This is one of those things where you are talent and you don't have any control, and if a director tells you, hey, Mickey, do it, even when you're the biggest star, one of the biggest stars in the world, you're still going to be doing something that's going to basically be the biggest black eye on your career.
Mm-hmm.
And he owned that, and I always respected that. I always thought that was really cool of him to be like, not pushing blame, but letting people know behind the curtain what happened, and not you know, like a lot of stars where they just double down or that kind
right.
of thing. I never saw him as that.
Nope.
And great job on The Simpsons.
I was going to say, when is The Simpsons?
Yep,
the
yep.
time he was on The
yep,
Simpsons.
Yep, he was great on there.
he did a good job.
Also, Dana Carvey doing Mickey Rooney, hilarious.
Biggest star in the world.
In the world. And one more for you. Ray Charles, born in this day in 1930, passed away in 2004. The genius. I think the reason we talk about geniuses in music in modern day, not Beethoven or some of those, is Ray Charles. It's one of the reasons we do. And incredibly versatile and one of the guys that kind of like a true crossover artist like Julio Iglesias and some other artists we've talked about.
Indeed.
Just interesting to note that so many people born on this day are also artists that have crossed over, whether as an actor or as a musician.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of interesting.
That is very cool.
We don't often see ties and connections to a lot of people with diversity.
And remember, Ray Charles, not a bad actor.
Yes.
He was in a James Bond movie. I don't think I can say the name.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
That's hilarious. Just by saying that, Melissa, every one of us knew which movie you meant. That's hilarious.
Well, and he had that long run on The Nanny, too.
Yep.
He was a regular star on that one.
He did a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
Blues Brothers, wasn't he in Blues Brothers?
Yep. He was,
Spy Hard.
Oh, that's right, never shy of making fun of himself. Like, no, I always admired that about Ray Jones.
He had one. I mean, you could see the movie, you know, Ray, and see some of the hardships he went through. But yeah. But still, yeah.
Shout out to Jamie Foxx and the amazing performance he did there. And I should mention as well that we are 38 days away from Halloween. And and today is Redhead Appreciation Day, everybody.
That's right. I know several redheads.
Yes, we take a moment to appreciate the redheads in the WFHR, WIRI family.
That's right.
We have, certainly have a couple out there that we appreciate. Mm.
To be fair, mine is enhanced.
Yeah, well.
It counts. I mean, as far as I've always been told, it counts at least. So.
Yeah.
I married a redhead, ex-wife, for those catching up. And she always said, she was very adamant about that, Melissa, that even if you dyed it, that still counted. So
there you go.
We will go ahead and get to a timeout here. We will come back and have some fun. When we get back, everybody, we're going to get into, you still struggling with your left or right hand? You are not alone.
Mm.
We're going to come back with that on the morning show here at WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a good Monday out there, everybody. Thanks so much for kicking off your week with us. We appreciate you. Got some fun things to get to before the top of the hour coming up for you. We're going to get into in a little bit. The worst drivers in America, where are they terrorizing us? Spoiler alert, it's in the state next to you, probably, according to the people you're driving with.
We are going to work on that theory, I think, see how accurate that is. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask a question to the audience here. We want audience participation, 715-424-2600, just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, which hand are you using? Is it weird to still struggle with the concept you may have learned in kindergarten? A lady on TikTok is going viral after admitting that she still has trouble knowing her left from her right. She saw a video where someone said left and right are just intuitive to them as up and down. Mm. But she has to think about it first, and she thought everyone did. So this is it's really bothering her that she's a grown woman in her 30s and just realizing, oh, I'm not alone, or I am alone on this, she felt. A few people in the comments made fun of her or thought she was joking. One person said that they generally don't understand how grown adults could get confused by left and right. But plenty of people said that they have to think about it too, and it's not something that's automatic. Mm-hmm. One person said that they still have to do the trick where you put your thumb and pointer finger out. The one that looks like an L is an your L, left hand.
I like that trick.
Here's one other thing that I didn't see this video, but I would have put in the comments to all the people ripping on her. You can make fun of her if you want. If you've always remembered every single time that you were pulling up to the gas to get gas, what side your tank is on. If you've never forgotten once in your life, then I suppose maybe you could be a jerk and pick on this lady.
Terrible with this, man.
But every single human being who has a driver's license, and some who don't, who have done this, I genuinely believe this. I think we've all done this in life. And that is not the same thing, I know, but it's a very similar thing. And I don't like the idea of people picking on people for things like, how many people out there, what letter comes after G in the alphabet? A, B, C, D, E, F, how many people do that? How many people do you know out there that you are still, I know this. Let me see if I add the 2 plus the 5 and they're counting with their fingers or something like that. There's plenty of us. Look, the education system is great, but it's not perfect. And everybody learns differently. Mm-hmm. And not everybody had the teaching of a teacher that could do that or had the time or ability to be able to do that or anything, or even may have noticed that.
Right.
Yep. I'm one of those people. I have to think about it. Like, I was super nervous when I was taking my driver's test because I was like, oh, my goodness, when he tells me I have to turn left, I know I'm going to have to think about it, and I'm already nervous. So I really, it's one of the things that freaked me out. And I was afraid I was going to fail my driver's test because I would turn right when he said to turn left.
Oh, well, that could be a little nerve-wracking.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But, you know, that explains.
But it is still something I think about. Yep. And to your point about the gas gauges, I was into my later 20s, possibly my 30s, before I realized that they put a little symbol on your dashboard.
The points.
Your, yeah. Your, yeah. before it used to be whichever side the like little symbol was on. Now they actually put an arrow for.
They do, yes, yes. That is helpful. I use it a lot. I do.
Yep. One of my. Go ahead, Seth.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, Melissa, you know, it's big of you to admit that, but it explains so much when she keeps thinking she is the right hand when she's obviously the left.
Left is better, man.
I was born left-handed, for whatever.
You don't get confused a lot more, actually.
Oh, I do.
Considering that, yeah.
I am definitely not, I don't have this happen a lot, but I've definitely had this happen to me where I had to think about it for a second. And in this, this also, Melissa, thank you so much because you reminded me of one of my favorite radio moments. When Carl and I were first doing the show and we're trying to think of, okay, we've got 16 segments. How do we fill all of these? And we're trying to come up with ideas. And we were trying to come up with, Carl and I really wanted to start this whole positive radio thing, starting people's out. No matter what's going on in the world, we're going to be positive. And it wasn't always easy to come up with stuff. So I wanted to do the five random facts. And Carl was like, I don't know about this. I think you're the only one who finds this interesting, James. I think it was our second or our third random fact was that one that you mentioned about the gas gauges. And the way Carl lit up when I said that, like I he was sold after that. We did that segment for years afterwards.
Oh, love it. So great.
It's a great note to bring up, and it's also noteworthy, I think, to this. Now, out there, how many of you have struggled with this? Or if you've never...
Or other similar things.
Or other things, yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, that's just easy. Well, not for
everybody.
For you,
maybe, yeah.
Sure, but we're all different. Yes, there's a lot that makes us similar and can have you know, similar life experiences, but...
You know, there's one thing that I still struggle with, and it's kind of specific thing, meaning being in theater, upstage and downstage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you never want to admit that you can't remember which one it is. Yes. So,
especially to other theater people,
yeah.
You just kind of
because you assume they know what it
is,
but they're probably the same as you. Wait, I don't know which one is up and which one is down. I don't remember
how many shows I've done where I don't know if they we all thought that, like, oh, I'm not saying nothing. Like nobody actually knew. Everybody was just afraid to say.
They didn't want
to
bring it up, you know.
Especially when you're younger and you're doing like plays in high school or even early college days or anything. Yes, that's a good one. That's a really good one. There's a lot of stuff like that. Life. And to Melissa's point, we are all different in those ways, just like we all learn differently. But that makes us even that much more alike. That is, that brings us closer together because everybody out there.
Could, if we don't want to be jerks about it.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
And good point. That's where I'm going with this, at least in my head, as we continue to have, you know, divisiveness in our country. But we also continue to see survey after survey say that is not what Americans want anymore. We are not looking to be divided. We are looking to be brought together. We're not looking necessarily to sing kumbaya together, but we're looking to get along.
Right.
We're looking to be able to move on.
Yeah.
Continue as this country. Let's get back to our biggest divisive thing being our sports teams, you know, not getting along or something like that. That's where true debate belongs, honestly. No, I'm kidding. But that's one of the things that, you know, that's fun. And I want to come to that part, too, because I do think that we need to get back to finding the balance of where we can tease each other. And the things we can tease each other about.
Right.
We're trying to master that. We're trying to figure that out right now. It's not easy. But I do think that there's something to be said for teasing. I think that
good natured ribbing.
Yeah, yeah. I think that now, not necessarily to the aspect of, you know, when your kid's in the playground and everything, that's a different story. That's a different level. I think that there is some teasing that can also show at that level that, oh, I'm one of the guys. Oh, I'm one of the girls. Oh, I'm with everybody because everybody gets picked on.
Yeah.
And if you don't get picked on, then you might feel like you're staying out there.
Get left out.
Well, but the thing about being able to pick on somebody effectively is it needs to be somebody that you know really well and you know what level is okay between you. Like, read the room, as you like to say, James.
Yes.
You know where that's really, really difficult to do? Online.
Yeah,
it is.
And people, that is one area where I think we really need to clean up our act. People are terrible to each other online. Mm-hmm. And even some of the most innocuous questions or comments can provoke some really scathing and awful responses from people because they're saying it to someone they don't know. They have no idea of their life experience. And it can be devastating and you know, hurtful to the people on the receiving end. And I really think we need to do something about that.
There are so many keyboard cowards out there, and we need to call them out on that. And for those out there that are really, that enjoy that, or just even enjoy leaving negative comments in those things, I'm working on a story right now about the attack ads. And how much of that is a fake and not even being done by American citizens. And oftentimes these comments on whether it's Twitter or it's Facebook or Instagram or any of these accounts, there will be a comment that tees off a bunch of others.
Right. And
guess what, everybody? 6.5, the stat that I have, 6.5 out of 10 times, that is a foreign agent. That is somebody from Russia or China or something like that.
Divisiveness.
Yes, yes. And it worked. It worked because we have plenty of divisiveness in this country. But guess the one thing that they don't understand, that they can't understand, the American spirit, and how we are all born rebellious. And man, does this speak to my heart. If you push us one direction too much, we eventually go the other direction. We eventually push back. We did it to a whole other country one point. At one point, we did it to another country for our own independence and everything. That we haven't lost that. That's still in us. It isn't to the level of that where we got to start throwing tea into the harbor or anything like that. But I do think that we have a pushback on that, on these kind of like AI foreign-born agent kind of things that are doing this. Now, those things also can't, just like it can't, you can't chalk it all up and generalize. That doesn't also mean that all foreign things are negative or something like that, because this country is made on those things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it does require us to have a certain bit of, I don't know, self-filtering, I guess.
Absolutely.
Or as we're reading through those comments online, what do you feel like is the best response? Do you just, I mean, obviously, I don't comment hardly at all on anything, mm-hmm. but is it better to downvote them if it's, say, on something like Reddit or YouTube? Is it better to just ignore it? You know, what is the best way to deal with it to minimize their impact?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an excellent set of questions, for sure.
Everything that I've seen, and again, I'm going to the attack ads a little bit, but also it's other things, ignoring. When you ignore mm-hmm. these things, you know, sometimes even turning off the comments sections are noteworthy. Filters, you know, now you can get you don't want to get too you don't want to get too much in a bubble with these things. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you also need to, you know, enjoy your life and there's some stuff I don't know necessarily that you're better off for knowing.
Right. And I think it's finding the balance. I think that's what we're struggling with right now. Mm-hmm. You know, where do we want to be? Because like you said, we don't want to censor everybody. That doesn't sound like a good, you know, good course to take.
Plan.
Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, we see how destructive, you know, some of these the comments and just online culture is. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, where's the balance?
So I think, yeah, you're right. Ignoring them. I mean, that is usually what I do because mm-hmm. I'm not going to engage online. I think that's worthless for my – it's not worth my time. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, usually just skim over them. Find the good ones.
And to come back to what you were talking about there, Melissa, about the kind of teasing we can take, it's one of the points I wanted to get to was how we can take it from friends, take it from people mm-hmm. we know where they're coming from. I've mentioned many times my oldest best friend had said some of the darkest jokes to me I've heard about me and my culture and everything, and he gets away with it because I know where he stands. I know mm-hmm. how he truly feels. He's proven that to me for over a decade or two.
Right. It's from a place of trust.
If he went to too far, you wouldn't hesitate to call them out.
Right,
on it too.
Right, and I have.
Let them know. Yeah,
so many times. but that's an important part of this conversation too. Is that context of this of the knowing your people. So going back to what you were just saying about the keyboard cowards and that's why online a good idea is, hey, do I need to hit enter?
Should I make? Should I leave this comment? This person doesn't really know me. Yeah. I don't know if they're going to get my sarcasm or they're going to get my sense of humor or something like that. You know, think before you hit enter. Think before you hit send.
Always.
Some of the always, yeah.
Always. Always think
there's
like
nothing
that.
In life. I don't care if you're texting your significant other. Yeah. Think about it before you say it.
What's for dinner? Oh wait, should I? Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Yeah.
And sometimes double check who you put in the to bar or who you're replying
to. Oh man,
don't reply yeah. all. Reply yeah. all is bad. Let's just put that out there.
Have you guys done this where you are angry? You write up. I did this weekend. I wrote up an email and I was about to send it, and I'm like, it was like 1 a.m. So I was like, I didn't want to send it at 1 a.m.
Right.
So I was going, I'll wait. And thank God I did.
Yeah.
Oh man. But then
always proofread with a clear head.
Then there was the nervousness because I'm doing it on my phone. The nervousness of going over it. Okay, just hit delete. Don't hit send. Hit delete. Don't hit send. Hit delete.
Well, the best way to do that, James, is never put anything in the to.
Yes.
Line
yes.
In your email. Leave that blank.
That was my mistake.
Right there you
your,
go.
Write
there
up
you
your go. Angry mm-hmm. email to nobody.
Right.
And then
right.
delete it.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm not even sure if that was Kevin Costner's real address. I'm not even kidding. I'm joking. We'll be back with more fun of the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Got out of town on a boat.
Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Hope y'all are having a good one out there. Thank you so much for joining us. We got some fun stuff to take you to the top of the hour. 9 o'clock hour, kick off some entertainment news. Looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. Got some other cool things we'll be getting into. We got another story to get to, but I want to get to this one. And I actually wanted to start our show here. If you get a chance, everybody, I understand we are an audio medium, but if you get a chance, go ahead and look up the video and just type into your search bar, car found parked on top of dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
And you will find this beautiful gift that has been given to us by the great people of Florida.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. A driver in Florida spotted a dumpster with a white SUV balanced on top perfectly.
Yeah.
It wasn't the result of a wild crash or a hurricane or anything like that. The guy took the mystery to the local news, which did some digging. And they talked to some construction workers who were building an apartment complex on the property. They said the SUV was parked in their way, or so someone used a forklift to place it on the dumpster temporarily.
Very carefully.
It seems crazy to risk the damage and everything, but it turns out it was theirs anyway.
Jeez.
The SUV belonged to a construction a contractor who loans out the vehicles to visitors.
Oh, wow.
And one of the construction workers had parked it in the way, and they were just trying to, you know, move it out of the way. I don't know why it could have been put next to the dumpster.
No,
I don't
no.
know why you
didn't. Make a little statement there, a little...
Well, I think I like this story. I kind of feel like it would have been a heck of a lot funnier had somebody, you know, it had actually been somebody who had parked in that way or something.
Yeah, right. Like a piece of art, something. SUV on dumpster by Jerry or whatever,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
Yeah,
Jerry.
Oh, I like that. I love this as art. Yes, I like this as art. I like
modern
that.
Art.
I think that if I'm this car company, I would be taking this. Hey, right. Look at what our SUVs can handle, yeah. Everybody. If I'm a opposing car company, I'm look what they're doing.
Yeah,
they're throwing them in the dumpster.
Yeah, they're so horrible. They got to throw them away. Yeah.
I mean, marketing people, come on. This is just teed up.
Right up for you, man. Right there.
It's right there. I don't know. That is a pretty funny one.
That was good, though.
If this had happened to a citizen, not somebody who was working construction or anything like that necessarily, just your everyday person, you walk out your vehicle, and we've come out of the parking lot and not been able to find our vehicle before. Many of us have done that.
Mm-hmm. Or you forget where you park.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Then there's this. Where
has anyone seen my car?
Who do you call?
Yeah.
Like, with you don't want to bother the police. This doesn't seem like it's a police matter necessarily.
A tow truck isn't going to help you.
Yeah.
Is this Harry's tow truck? Hey, guys, got a project for you. Yeah. This one has got maybe two trucks on this one.
You're definitely not going to try to do anything yourself, like
getting on there or anything like that.
No. There's no, they don't. There's nothing in driver's ed that prepares you for this one.
No, no. Now, what I want you to do is drive up on the top of this dumb. No,
I love the idea though of like a driver's ed teacher like throwing just like random things in there that would never happen, but just
why
in
do we
case.
Have racks strapped to the top of our car? Well, today we're going to try parking on a dumpster. Yeah.
Well, Billy, it actually turns out that this happened to me once. Yeah. So who's the smarty pants now? This is random, the world's worst or possibly best driving instructor. I kind of want that as a sketch now.
Yeah.
Shout out to Florida for our first That Ain't Right story of the week.
Nice.
And those
good, good on you, Florida.
That was pretty funny, actually. They did a pretty good job with that.
Wow.
I did want to touch on another one. We'll get to that a little bit later in the hour. The worst drivers in America. We'll get to that one a little bit later.
Got to check in.
They're all from Illinois.
I was waiting for that. That's right. I was waiting. Somebody.
The elephant in the room. Someone had to say it.
Had to say it.
I'm not shy. I'll say it.
Let's get into this, though, everybody, because we've got a really cool thing going on here at Civic Media, all of our stations. Of course, for those that don't know, Civic Media reaches literally up and down the state. Wherever you are in the state of Wisconsin, you can hear a Civic Media radio station, and mm-hmm. we encourage you to support local and support those stations. Mm-hmm. And get in on the winning, everybody, because we got the Civic Media statewide Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest going on.
Yes.
Or gold.
Green or gold.
Cash or gold.
Nice.
That's right.
You can put it in your pocket or you can wear it.
There you go.
On your neck.
Yeah.
Either way you want to do it. You can do it with the green. You can put that around your finger
true.
If you want.
That's true, yeah. Seth. You know what?
We're not going to. Yeah.
No, I've seen those rings made out of dollar bills. It's a thing.
There you go. Right. Yeah.
I don't want to tell people what to do and not to do with fashion that they do. You can wear it any way you want. You can also sit on it because we are also giving away a pair of indoor tickets to see the Green or Gold in Green Bay, Green and Gold, in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd against Nolens.
Nolens.
That's going to be a great matchup.
Black and gold,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is going to be a great matchup. We're going to get one winner is going to win that. One winner per hour is going to win some either green or gold. All you got to do is listen for that keyword at the top of the 7 a.m., 11 a.m., and then the 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock hours. Text that
word. Four winners per day.
Yes. Yeah.
Text us that word, and just like that, you can get in on the winning. Mm-hmm. And it's also this will also prompt you to be able to win again, too. Keep that
That's
in mind.
That's right. You'll mm-hmm. get a response that will allow you even more entries.
We're able to do this thanks to our great people at Civic Media, of course, our great sales staff and all the hard work that they do, and all of you. You guys have supported the Civic Media so well mm-hmm. up and down the state that we're able
and
to
across
get
across from side to side, even.
You guys, has anybody realized this? We're doing so good as a company. We were giving away gold.
We're giving away gold, cash
gold
and
jewelry.
Gold.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Like yeah. that's like I've never
not small beans.
I've worked in radio a very long time. I have not seen many contests where we're giving out gold.
I'm telling you,
four times a day. That's thanks to you out there, everybody, supporting mm-hmm. what we're doing here at Civic Media, believing mm-hmm. in what we do here at Civic Media. We are your stations.
Yep.
We are democracy stations. We are factual stations. We are here for you, and we appreciate you so much that we're going to give you some gold. We're just handing it out. We're just giving it away.
All you need is a Civic Media app, and as soon as those words are announced, each one of those 4 hours, you text it in, and you're automatically
you're qualified.
Download the app wherever you get your apps, everybody, and thank you so much to everybody who already has been listening mm-hmm. again at the top of the 7 a.m., 11 a.m., mm-hmm. 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock times. Top of the hour, we'll have that word for you all week long. We'll be back with more fun here on The Morning Show, right here at